We do want to thank you because many of you have not only prayed but given and made some of this possible. But I don't want to take a lot of time away from our guests this morning, but 25 years ago, I had the privilege for the very first time of going to Ecuador. And when we went, it was just an amazing, amazing opportunity, and we met some amazing people. There was a place where there wasn't a Christian church there in a little town called San Bernardino. And we were just struck, and our hearts were broken for the place. And so we began with a group of missionaries from Santiago, Chile, to pray over this town, this city of San Bernardino, Ecuador. And we went there, and I met this wonderful guy. He was a teenager at the time. And now he is now the pastor of the church in San Bernardino, where all of this work started. But now there are six churches in Ecuador. Yeah, so just an amazing, amazing thing. And you as a church family have been instrumental in supporting that, in both through prayer and finance ascending teams. And it's been a privilege to work alongside of them. And this summer, I had the privilege of standing in Pastor Jose's church and preaching for his church family. And this morning, it might be a fun and unusual experience for many of you, because I don't know how many of you have sat through services where the message is translated. So when we go to South America, that happens all the time. You know, I get up and my Spanish isn't good enough yet to preach in Spanish. But it's always wonderful. It's amazing what God does in the translation. And so, first of all, I want to have Pastor Jose and Jeremy Cohen, who are going to come up. Jeremy is going to translate for us. He's one of the missionaries with Ibero-American Ministries, who's a team that we work with. Yeah, you guys can welcome them. And I think we have a couple of pictures here. I think there's a picture of Pastor Jose. This is in the church there in San Maradon. There's a picture also. One of the things that's happened is not only have we been able to have these churches, and the church in San Bernardino started as the hub, and then now that, like I said, there's six churches. But also, his wife Lupe is here. She's down with the children's ministry, checking that out this morning, and she'll be up here later. And their son Adrian, who is with us, you can wave, Adrian. But they also have a school. In fact, this is one of our gals, Linda Pernaro, who's teaching in the school, and their school now has 250 kids. It's really one of the prominent schools in the whole area, and it's absolutely amazing what they've been able to provide and the ways that they're reaching people for Christ. But above everything else that they do, the most important thing is really this next picture, is lives that are being changed for Jesus Christ, and we're privileged to be part of that. And so I want to pray for Pastor Jose and then let him share the message with you this morning. So would you bow and pray with me? Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning for the gift of unity in your church. Father, we are thankful for the body of Christ that is here, the churches in our community, in our state, in our country, but Father, the churches around the world that are proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. And Father, we are so thankful this morning that you have paved the way in Ecuador, Father, and the work that has been done there by faithful servants like Pastor Jose and others who are spreading the message of Jesus Christ there, and the church is expanding. And Father, we know that is because of the power of your Spirit working in lives. And Father, we thank you that Pastor Jose and his family could be here this morning. Father, I thank you for the heart that you've given him to help people come to know Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray this morning for the message that, Father God, even in the translation, that God, you would do the miraculous thing that only you can do, and that, Father, we would hear exactly what you want us to hear so that we can go away as people who are changed and forever glorifying you. Lord, we thank you and praise you. We pray this in the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, hey, would you give another welcome to Pastor Jose Palma and his friend Jeremy Cohen.
Muy buenos días a todos. Que
Good
Dios
morning,
bendiga.
Everyone. God bless you all.
Para mí es un gran privilegio que Dios me da al poder compartir su palabra con ustedes.
For me, it's a great privilege that God has given me to be able to share His word with all of you.
Mi familia y yo estamos muy contentos de poder disfrutar este tiempo en esta preciosa nación.
My family and I are so happy to be able to enjoy this time in this beautiful nation.
Sobre todo disfrutar este tiempo de comunión con su familia, con su iglesia.
Especially this time of sharing fellowship with your family, with your church.
Estamos tan conectados porque compartía con el pastor Ken acerca de lo importante que es fortalecer a las familias.
We are so connected because I was talking with Pastor Ken about how important it is to fortify families.
Y digo conectados porque también en Ecuador estamos trabajando muy de manera muy intensa con las familias.
And I say we're so connected because in Ecuador we are working so intensely with families there.
Hoy en día las familias están siendo muy amenazadas por diversas cosas.
Nowadays families are being threatened in so many different ways by so many different things.
Y es una tarea que Dios nos ha dado fortalecer a las familias.
And it's the work that God has given us to be able to fortify these families.
Por eso es importante conocer qué es lo que Dios nos dice al respecto.
That's why it's important to know what God says about this.
Siempre digo que no existe en las universidades carreras para ser padres, para ser madres o para ser hermanos.
I always say there's not a university degree that teaches us how to be a father, to be a mother, to be a son or daughter.
Estas son cualidades que Dios ha establecido en nosotros.
These are qualities that God has established in each one of us.
Para que de esa manera podamos desarrollar la vida de manera armónica.
That through that we can learn how to develop a harmonious life.
Y que a través de las familias podamos reflejar la gloria de Dios.
And that through our families we can reflect God's glory.
Por eso es importante saber qué es lo que Dios dice al respecto.
And that's why it's so important to know what God says about family.
La Biblia está llena de consejos para fortalecer a la familia.
The Bible is so full of different advice of how to fortify your family.
Y para mí es muy importante lo que Jesús dijo al finalizar la obra que vino a hacer al mundo.
And it's so important for me to see what Jesus said at the end of his time when he was working on earth.
En el Evangelio de San Juan, el capítulo 17,
in the Gospel of John, in chapter 17,
versículo 4,
verse 4,
encontramos la oración de Jesús.
We find God's, or Jesus's prayer.
Una oración que expresa el mayor de los deseos de Jesús.
A prayer that expresses one of Jesus's greatest desires.
Para aquellos quienes habían creído,
for those that had believed,
y para aquellos quienes iban a creer después,
and for those that were going to believe in the future.
Hallo que en la oración de Jesús,
in that prayer that Jesus makes,
se encuentra un fundamento muy importante.
Find fundamentals
para fortalecer a las familias.
To fortify families.
La familia espiritual.
A spiritual family.
Si fortalecemos la familia, padres, madres, hijos.
If we fortify families, mothers, fathers, sons, daughters.
Vamos a fortalecer la iglesia también.
We're going to fortify the church as well.
Y uno de los puntos importantes que Jesús habla aquí es acerca de la unidad.
And one of the most important factors that Jesus talks about here is unity.
Vamos a leer lo que dice Juan en el capítulo 17.
We're going to read what Jesus says in John chapter 17,
versículo 4.
Verse 4.
Dice Jesús, "Yo te di la gloria aquí en la tierra."
Jesus says, I have brought you glory on the earth
al terminar la obra que me encargaste.
By finishing the work you gave me to do.
Ahora, Padre, llévame a la gloria que compartíamos antes que comenzara el mundo.
And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began.
Te he dado a conocer
I have revealed to you
a los que me diste de este mundo.
Those whom you gave me out of
siempre fueron tuyos.
They were yours.
Tú me los diste y ellos han obedecido tu palabra.
You gave them to me and they have obeyed your word.
Ahora saben que todo lo que tengo es un regalo que proviene de ti.
Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you.
Porque les he transmitido el mensaje que me diste.
For I gave them the words you gave me.
Ellos aceptaron el mensaje y saben que proviene de ti y han creído que tú me enviaste.
And they accept them. They knew with certainty that I came from you.
Mi oración no es por el mundo.
My prayer is not for the world.
Sino por lo que me has dado porque te pertenecen.
I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those who you have given, those you have given me. For
todos
they are
los
yours.
Que son míos te pertenecen y me los has dado para que me den gloria.
All I have is yours, and all that you have is mine, and the glory has come to me through them.
Hallamos en la oración de Jesús que uno de los propósitos de Jesús es traer gloria a Dios.
We find in this prayer from Jesus that one of his purposes is to bring glory to God.
Cuando cumplimos con lo que él nos ordena.
When we do what he has ordered us to do.
En el versículo 6,
in verse 6,
nos indica que lo podemos dar a conocer a otros.
In verse 6, he says that we can share him with others.
En el versículo 7 y 8,
in verses 7 and 8,
habla acerca de un regalo que se nos ha sido dado.
It speaks about a gift that has been given to us.
El regalo del mensaje del evangelio.
The gift of the gospel.
En el versículo 10,
in verse 10,
nos dice que somos llamados,
it says that we are called,
para dar gloria a Dios.
To give glory to God.
Es muy importante lo que Jesús dice en esta oración.
It's very important to hear what Jesus says in this,
porque
in
nos
this
motiva,
prayer. Because it motivates us.
Nos da propósito.
It gives us a purpose.
Nos da razón de ser.
It gives us a reason to be.
Mientras estamos en este mundo.
While we are here on this world.
Es una oración que Jesús hizo con mucha pasión al Padre.
It's a prayer that Jesus prayed to his Father with so much passion.
Y lo que dice en esta primera parte,
and what he says in this first part,
fortalece lo que dice desde el versículo 20. Vamos a revisar el versículo 20 en adelante.
It fortifies what he says in verse 20 and forward. So we're going to go to verse 20.
Dice allí, no te pido solo por estos discípulos.
It says, my prayer is not for them alone.
Sino también por todos los que creerán después de ellos.
I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message.
Y aquí viene una petición muy importante que Jesús hace al Padre.
And now comes something that Jesus asks to God that is very important.
Te pido que sean uno.
That all of them may be one.
Así como tú y yo somos uno.
Just as you are in me and I am in you.
Como tú estás en mí y yo estoy en ti.
Just as you are in me and I am in you.
Y que ellos estén en nosotros.
May they also be in us.
Para que el mundo crea que tú me enviaste.
So that the world may believe that you have sent me.
Les he dado la gloria que tú me diste.
I have given them the glory that you gave me.
Para que sean uno como nosotros somos uno.
That they may be one as we are one.
Que gocen de una unidad tan perfecta.
So that they may be brought to complete unity.
Que el mundo sepa que tú me enviaste.
That the world would know that you sent me.
Y que los amas como me amas a mí.
And have loved them even as you have loved me.
Para Jesús, la unidad de su iglesia en el mundo entero es muy importante.
For Jesus, the unity of his church throughout the whole world is so important.
Porque refleja la comunión que tenemos con Dios.
Because it reflects the fellowship that we have with God.
No pone a otro como ejemplo, sino que se pone a sí mismo como ejemplo de comunión con el Padre.
He doesn't show someone else as an example of fellowship and connection, but rather his own connection with the Father God.
La oración que Jesús hace, ahora la cumplimos en él.
The prayer that Jesus does is now what we move forward to do in communion with him.
El pastor Ken compartía acerca del trabajo que hace años se hizo en Ecuador.
Pastor Ken shared about the work that was done years ago in Ecuador.
Hoy disfrutamos de algunos resultados de ese trabajo.
And now we get to have joy in seeing the results of that work.
Y el disfrutar está en el hecho de que seguimos trabajando.
And that joy comes from the fact that we keep working
para la gloria de Dios.
For the glory of God.
Como iglesia del Señor, tenemos una meta que cumplir, que,
As
a la cual llegar.
The church of God, we have a goal to work towards.
En Filipenses capítulo 2,
in Philippians chapter 2,
la Biblia nos dice,
the Bible says, Chapter 2, verse 2.
Capítulo 2, 2.
Mm-hmm.
Aquí lo tengo. Sí. El apóstol Pablo,
the apostle Paul,
hablando acerca de lo importante que es el trabajo en el Señor,
is speaking about how important God's work is.
Indica lo siguiente.
He says the following.
Háganme verdaderamente feliz.
Then make my joy complete.
Poniéndose de acuerdo de todo corazón.
By being like-minded.
Entre ustedes.
Having the same love.
Amándose unos a otros.
Loving one another.
Y amándose unos a otros.
Loving one another.
Juntos en un mismo pensamiento.
Together in the same thought
y en un mismo propósito.
And in one mission.
Entonces la Biblia habla de que tenemos que ponernos de acuerdo.
So the Bible says that we have to be in agreement.
Que tenemos que amarnos.
We have to love each other.
Y que tenemos que trabajar juntos con un mismo propósito.
And we have to work together towards the same goal.
De esta manera cumplimos con el deseo de Jesús.
And that is how we complete Jesus's wishes.
De que como iglesia,
that as a church,
trabajemos para traer gloria a Dios.
We work to bring God glory.
En cualquier lugar donde nos podamos encontrar.
In whatever place we find ourselves.
Al visitar Estados Unidos,
in visiting the United States,
y compartir con algunos de los que están acá,
and sharing with the people here,
nos damos cuenta de que venimos de lugares diferentes.
We realize that we come from such different places.
Que vivimos en sistemas diferentes.
We live under different
con costumbres
systems,
diferentes.
With different customs.
Y con valores diferentes.
And with values, different values.
Pero de algo me doy cuenta.
But I did realize something.
Tenemos una misma necesidad.
We have the same need.
La necesidad de Dios en nuestras vidas.
The need of God in our lives.
Es por eso que la iglesia de Cristo,
and that's why Christ's church,
tiene la gran responsabilidad,
has the responsibility,
de cumplir con el trabajo que Dios nos ha llamado a hacer.
To complete the work that God has called us to do.
Somos llamados a traer a comunión con Dios.
We are called to come into fellowship with God.
A cada una de las personas que están a nuestro alrededor.
And bring those around us with us.
La necesidad de Dios,
the need of God,
está en todas partes.
It's everywhere.
Y la palabra de Dios a nosotros nos llevó,
and the word of God brought us,
a entender la visión de Dios como
to
iglesia.
Understand his vision for us as a church.
Y en Ecuador,
and in Ecuador,
hemos entendido claramente,
we have understood in a clear way
lo importante que es la unidad.
How important unity is.
Es la forma más importante de traer gloria a Dios.
It is the most important way that we can bring glory to God.
Conformamos un gran equipo de trabajo.
We have a huge team working together.
Somos alrededor de 6 iglesias.
We have 6 churches.
Que trabajamos con mucha pasión.
And we work with so much passion.
Por alcanzar a aquellos quienes no conocen a Jesús.
To reach those that don't know Jesus.
Y para lograr esto,
and to be able to accomplish that,
tenemos los siguientes ejes.
We have the following axis which we work from.
conectar con Dios,
to connect with God,
crear comunidad,
to create community,
y compartir compasión,
and to share compassion.
Esto nos ha servido.
This has helped us.
En gran manera para que hoy tengamos muchas personas recibiendo a Cristo.
This has helped us in such a huge way that now we have so many people receiving Christ in their lives.
Cuando conectamos con Dios a la gente,
when we connect people with God,
ellos logran entender que Dios les ama.
They can understand that God loves them.
Que Dios tiene un propósito con sus vidas.
That God has a purpose for their lives.
Y que quiere hacer grandes cosas en ellos y a través de ellos.
And that he wants to do such great things in them and through them.
Creamos comunidad.
We create community.
A través de actividades.
Through our activities.
Que nos acercan a ellos.
That bring us closer to those people.
Es una forma de sacar a la iglesia hacia afuera.
It's taking the church outside.
Hacer actividades fuera.
Doing activities outside of
the walls. En lugar de hacerlas dentro de las iglesias.
Instead of just staying within our walls.
Esto nos ha permitido tener confianza, que la gente tenga confianza en nosotros.
This has allowed us to build trust with those outside.
Que nos identifiquemos con ellos.
That we can identify with them.
Y también tenemos compartir compasión.
And we also have share compassion.
Es aquella ayuda inmediata que la gente necesita.
It's that immediate need that people have.
En todos los aspectos.
In every aspect.
La Biblia dice.
The Bible says.
Que la fe tiene que ir acompañada de acción.
That faith has to be accompanied by action.
Porque si no, nuestra fe es muerta.
Because otherwise our faith is dead.
Por lo tanto, extendemos compasión.
And in that way we extend compassion.
Proveyendo la necesidad de la gente.
Providing for people's needs.
De acuerdo a las posibilidades que tengamos.
With each one of our possibilities.
Y Dios ha provisto de manera sorprendente.
And God has surprised us in the way that he has provided.
Para que podamos ayudar a otros.
So that we could help others.
En esta ayuda, cada una de las iglesias,
and through this help, each one of the churches,
iglesias amigas como ustedes, iglesias hermanas como
and
ustedes,
churches like you guys, our brother and sister churches,
de Chile, de Ecuador mismo,
from Chile, from Ecuador even,
han hecho posible que esto se cumpla.
They have made this value possible, that we can carry this value out.
Y es por eso que me siento tan contento.
And that's why I am so happy
de que la oración de Jesús,
that Jesus's prayer,
hoy se hace realidad,
is being fulfilled today.
Estamos a la expectativa,
we are so expectant,
de lo que Dios está haciendo,
of what God will do,
y de lo que Dios va a seguir haciendo,
what he's doing and what he will continue to do.
Yo agradezco mucho,
I thank God so much,
a Pastor Kenia, la iglesia entera,
I thank Pastor Ken and your church,
por el trabajo que están haciendo acá,
for the work that you're doing here,
y por el trabajo que juntos durante años hemos estado haciendo,
and for the work that we have been able to do together for so many years.
Dios es honrado.
God has been honored.
Dios es glorificado.
He has been glorified.
Con el trabajo que cada uno de nosotros hacemos.
With the work that each one of us does.
La familia de Dios sigue creciendo.
God's family continues growing.
Se cumple lo que Dios le prometió a Abraham.
What God promised to Abraham has been shown in our world today.
De que en él iban a ser benditas todas las familias de la tierra.
That through him all families of the world would be blessed.
Yo espero que usted se alegre.
I hope that all of you would be joyful.
De ser parte de la bendición de Dios.
Of being a part of the blessing of God.
Y de que haga que otros alcancen la bendición de Dios.
And that you would help others to find that blessing as well.
Trabajamos con un mismo sentir.
We work together in community.
Trabajamos con un mismo propósito.
We have the same purpose.
Y me doy cuenta que aquí, en la iglesia,
and I realize that here in this church,
tiene valores muy similares a
we
los
have
nuestros.
Very similar values.
Así que gloria a Dios por eso.
So glory to God for that.
Y me gustaría orar,
and I would like to pray now,
para que Dios nos dé sabiduría,
that God would give us the wisdom,
nos llene de su poder,
that he would fill us with his
para
power,
seguir transmitiendo el mensaje del evangelio,
to keep bringing the message of
porque
the gospel,
aún hay mucho por hacer a nuestro
because
alrededor.
There's still a lot to do around us.
Amén. Oremos. Señor, te agradezco mucho por esta mañana.
Lord, I thank you so much for this morning.
Gracias por cada uno de mis hermanos.
Thank you for every one of my brothers and sisters.
Gracias porque tú nos has llamado a tener comunión contigo.
Thank you for calling us to have fellowship with you.
Gracias porque nos haces instrumentos en tu obra.
Thank you for making us instruments in your work.
Gracias porque de esa manera damos gloria a tu nombre.
Thank you because through that we can bring honor to your name.
Yo te pido que tú bendigas con tu presencia nuestras vidas.
I pray that you bless our lives with your presence.
Que tu poder nos fortalezca y nos guíe.
That your presence would give us fortitude and guide us
en la tarea del cumplimiento de tu voluntad.
As we go out and fulfill your will.
Fortalece a las familias.
Please strengthen our families
para que podamos guiar a otros,
so that we could guide others
a tu gloria,
to your glory.
Te bendecimos, Señor.
We bless you, Lord.
En el nombre de Cristo Jesús.
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Hey, will you thank Pastor Jose for sharing this morning? So hopefully, you know, as you experience some of the translation,
que ojalá mientras experimenten la traducción,
it might excite some of you.
Quizás le da motivación a algunos.
And hopefully one day maybe you can go to Ecuador with us as well.
Y quizás algún día ustedes pueden ir a Ecuador con nosotros.
It's been one of the great privileges of my life.
Ha sido uno de los gran privilegios de mi vida.
To work with people like Pastor Jose.
Poder trabajar con gente como Pastor José.
Because it reminds me that what God's word says,
porque me hace recordar lo que dice la palabra de Dios,
is always true.
Que siempre es verdad la palabra de Dios.
That as we work together as churches around the world,
que mientras trabajamos juntos como iglesias del mundo,
that God is going to do the great work of building his church.
Que Dios se encargará de hacer el gran trabajo de crecer su iglesia.
I know when I first started going to Ecuador,
yo sé cuando primero fui a Ecuador,
I was always worried about how it would be taken when we were preaching through translation.
Siempre me preocupaba de cómo se iba a tomar la palabra cuando era a través de la traducción.
And if the meaning would really, you know, transfer.
Y si tendría el mismo sentido.
But that was because I kept thinking I had to step in and do the work that only the Holy Spirit could do.
Pero eso fue porque yo pensaba que yo tenía que hacer el trabajo del Espíritu Santo.
But what we see is God's Holy Spirit works in incredibly powerful ways.
Pero vemos que el Espíritu de Dios trabaja en manera muy poderosa.
And we've had the privilege in places like San Borondón.
Y hemos tenido el privilegio en lugares como San Borondón.
To watch God not just transform single lives,
ver a Dios no transformó solamente vidas únicas,
but to transform communities,
pero transformar comunidades,
and in doing that transform the whole world,
y en, a través de eso transformar todo el mundo.
And I'm going to have his wife Lupe,
quiero
if
que
Lupe
venga
will come
su esposa,
up can
Lupe?
You welcome Lupe.
Vamos a darle la bienvenida.
And their son Adrian, come on up, Adrian.
Adrián. Venga, Adrián.
These servants have worked tirelessly in Ecuador.
Estos siervos han trabajado de manera increíble en Ecuador.
And if you would have asked me years ago if I thought we'd have the privilege of having them come to be with us here, I would have doubted that would be the case.
Y si me hubieran preguntado hace años si tendríamos el privilegio de tenerlos acá, yo lo hubiera dudado.
But God moves mountains.
Pero Dios mueve montañas.
Amen. And he does incredible things, and so it's a privilege to have them here with us.
Y hace grandes cosas, entonces es un privilegio grande tenerles aquí con nosotros.
And years ago, our church was instrumental in buying a small piece of property in San Borondón.
Y hace años nuestra iglesia fue un instrumento de comprar un terreno pequeño en San Borondón.
And I remember the place when there wasn't even a church building there.
Yo me acuerdo el lugar donde no había un edificio.
But through the tireless work of our brothers and sisters in Christ there,
pero a través del trabajo de nuestros hermanos y hermanas en Cristo allá,
they not only built the church there,
no solo construyeron la iglesia en ese lugar,
but they expanded, and now, like we said, there's six other churches.
Pero se expandieron y como dijimos, ahora son seis iglesias.
And there's a whole group of pastors that are working together,
y hay un grupo de pastores trabajando juntos,
to reach all of Ecuador.
Para alcanzar todo Ecuador.
And what was amazing in this last couple of years is that the school that was established,
y lo que fue asombroso es que en los últimos años la escuela que fue establecido
was outgrowing the space.
Ya se estaba brotando del lugar.
And the church wanted to see the school keep impacting the community.
Y la iglesia quería que la escuela siga impactando la comunidad.
And so the church said, hey, the school can take over this whole property.
Entonces la iglesia dijo, ya, la escuela va a tomar toda la propiedad.
And the church that was meeting there in San Borondón,
y la iglesia que estaba juntando ahí en San Borondón,
bought a whole new piece of property.
Compró otro terreno.
And built a brand new building.
Y construyó otro edificio.
And the church is thriving there in amazing ways.
Y ahora la iglesia está creciendo de manera maravillosa. Yeah.
And what started as one little spark,
y lo que empezó como una chispa,
God has fanned into flame in that place.
Dios ha hecho una llama en ese lugar.
And God is doing a powerful work bringing lives to Jesus Christ.
Y Dios está trabajando de manera poderosa para traer vida a Jesucristo.
And so this morning my heart is really full.
Entonces esta mañana mi corazón está llena.
And I know that many of you, while you may have seen pictures that we've shown of places like Ecuador,
y yo sé que muchos han visto fotos de lugares como Ecuador.
I hope that now, today, that having them with us,
espero que hoy día teniéndolos acá con nosotros,
can kind of give you a bigger picture,
les puede dar una imagen más grande,
of what God is doing around the world,
de lo que Dios está haciendo en el mundo.
And I know we got Pastor Jim just returned from Russia and Austria.
Tenemos nuestro pastor que recién llegó de Rusia y Austria.
And we have teams that go all over the world.
Y tenemos equipos que van por todo el mundo.
And so I just want to encourage all of you.
Entonces quiero animarles.
That our church really is one.
Que sí, nuestra iglesia es uno.
And it's one with churches around the world.
Y es uno junto a otros, iglesias con, a través del mundo.
To fulfill the mission that God has given us.
Para cumplir la misión que Dios nos ha dado.
To take the gospel to the ends of the earth.
Llevar el evangelio a las confines de la tierra.
And I'm not sure if you caught what their vision statement is.
Y no sé si se dieron cuenta de lo que es su visión.
It sounds very similar, doesn't it, to the one we have here at
que
Newbury Park First Christian.
Suena muy similar a la que tenemos acá en nuestra iglesia.
Yeah, so God has given us this wonderful vision.
Entonces Dios nos ha dado una visión maravillosa.
To work together with people all over the world.
A trabajar juntos con gente a través del mundo.
And I really can't express it deeply enough.
Y no puedo expresar de igual manera.
That every single one of you here this morning.
Que cada uno de ustedes aquí esta mañana.
Is part of that greater mission.
Es parte de esa gran misión.
And that while we come and we meet here each week.
Y cuando nosotros reunamos acá cada semana.
The work of God is going out to all the world.
El trabajo de Dios está extendiendo a todo el mundo.
From this one little spot in Newbury Park.
Desde este lugar pequeñito.
Lives are being changed everywhere.
Vidas están siendo cambiadas por todo el mundo.
In Russia, in Austria.
En Rusia y Austria.
In Ecuador and Peru.
En Ecuador, Perú.
In Cambodia and Africa.
Cambodia, en África.
In all of the places that we are one together with the
en
church.
Todos los lugares donde somos uno con la iglesia.
And so this morning I hope that you'll realize.
Entonces esta mañana espero que se den cuenta.
How massive this vision is.
Cuán masivo es esta visión.
And our goal is to do our part.
Y nuestro meta es hacer nuestra parte.
Here in Newbury Park.
Aquí en Newbury Park.
As we reach our friends and our neighbors.
Mientras alcanzamos nuestros amigos, nuestros vecinos.
And partner with wonderful friends.
Y ser compañeros con maravillosos amigos.
To take the gospel to the ends of the earth.
Para llevar el evangelio a los confines de la tierra.
So we want to end our service this morning.
Entonces queremos terminar el servicio hoy día.
With a time of prayer for Pastor Jose.
Con un tiempo para el pastor José.
For his wife Lupe and his son Adrian.
Su esposa Lupe y su hijo Adrian.
And we don't want to forget Jeremy.
Y no queremos olvidar a Jeremy.
He's working overtime.
Él está trabajando.
But the work that they're doing in Ecuador is absolutely amazing.
Pero el trabajo que están haciendo en Ecuador es maravilloso.
And so I'm going to ask them to just kind of step down here.
Entonces quiero que se bajen aquí.
And for those of you who are visiting with us, in Newbury Park First Christian Church fashion, we just like to surround people. And so I'm just going to ask that anyone who would like to, you guys can come on forward, and we're just going to kind of put our hands on these guys. And if you'd like to stay right where you're at, you can just kind of put a hand out towards them. And we're going to take some time to pray together.
Can she say something first?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Estoy muy emocionada.
I'm very excited
de conocer la iglesia.
To get to know this church
que dio una chispa a San Borondón.
That gave that spark in San Borondón.
Gracias a ustedes.
Thanks to all of you.
El evangelio llegó a San Borondón.
Arrived in San Borondón.
Ustedes no tienen idea.
You don't have any idea.
De cada aportación que han dado,
every support that you've given
ha impactado vidas,
has changed lives
en nuestra nación,
in our nation.
El Pastor Ken, su familia,
Pastor Ken and his family,
y todo el equipo que va siempre,
and every team that comes,
y cada uno de ustedes que están ahora acá,
and every one of you that are here now,
hacen sonreír el corazón de Dios,
make God's heart smile,
porque vidas se vuelven a Cristo.
Because lives are changing towards Christ.
La escuela,
the school that we have,
es un impacto,
is an impact.
Porque la palabra de Dios,
because God's word,
está conquistando los niños,
is conquering these kids,
y ellos a sus padres,
and they are taking it to their parents.
Dios bendiga.
God blesses them.
La vida de cada uno de ustedes.
God bless the lives of each one of you.
Sus familias.
Your families.
A veces pensamos,
sometimes we think,
que solo vamos a la iglesia,
that we just go to church,
y no hacemos nada,
and we don't do anything else.
Pero si estás trabajando aquí en tu iglesia con el Pastor Ken y los pastores,
but if you're working here in this church with Pastor Ken and the other pastors,
estás conquistando el mundo para Cristo.
You are working in the world for Jesus.
Nosotros somos el resultado.
And we are the results of that.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you so much.
Well, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father,
Dios,
we want to thank you so much for this incredible morning.
Te damos tanta gracias para este mañana.
It reminds us, Father, of how big your work is.
Nos recuerda de cuán grande es tu trabajo.
That your work is nothing less than taking the gospel of Jesus to the ends of the world.
Que tu trabajo es llevar el mensaje de Cristo a los confines de la tierra.
And Father, we are privileged to be part of that mission.
Y Padre, tenemos el privilegio de ser parte de esa misión.
And we're privileged to have such good partners like Jose and Lupe.
Y trabajar junto con nuestros compañeros como Jose y Lupe.
And Father, we're thankful for the churches in Ecuador.
Estamos tan agradecidos para las iglesias en Ecuador.
Who are doing the amazing work of taking the gospel to their communities.
Que están haciendo el trabajo de llevar el mensaje de Dios a las comunidades.
And Father, this morning we're reminded once again.
Y Dios, esta mañana recordamos otra vez
that it requires unity to do your work.
Que requiere unidad hacer tu trabajo.
I thank you for the church here in Newbury Park.
Te doy gracias para la iglesia aquí en Newbury Park.
Who so faithfully gives, encourages, and goes.
Que fielmente da, anima y va.
So that we can partner with people around the world.
Para que podemos trabajar junto a gente a través del mundo.
So that lives will be changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Para cambiar vidas a través del evangelio de Cristo.
And Father, this morning I want to ask that you would watch over and bless Pastor Jose and the church there.
Y Dios, esta mañana pido que cuides al Pastor José y la iglesia en San Borondón.
That you would bless them and keep them.
Que les bendices, que les guardes.
You would make your face shine upon them.
Que tu cara resplandece en ellos.
You'd be gracious to them.
Que seas bendiciéndolos.
And that you would bring them peace.
Y que les traes paz.
The Father, you would grant them favor.
Padre, que les fortaleces.
With even the city governments there.
Que les da favor con el gobierno allá.
And with the people in the community.
Y con la gente en la comunidad.
So they can continue to do the work that they're doing.
Para que sigan haciendo el trabajo que hacen.
And Father, we pray that you'll bless their family.
Padre, pedimos que bendice a su familia.
Because we know that they're a blessing to the families of San Borondón.
Porque sabemos que son una bendición a las familias en San Borondón.
And we pray for the lives that are being changed there.
Y oramos para las vidas que se están siendo cambiadas ahí.
Through the power of your Holy Spirit.
A través de tu espíritu.
They'll continue to change Ecuador,
que van a seguir cambiando Ecuador,
and change the world.
Y cambiar el mundo.
Father, it's our great privilege.
Dios es nuestro gran privilegio.
To be your children.
Ser hijos tuyos.
Amen. And heirs with Jesus Christ.
Herederos con Jesucristo.
And one day we will live together forever.
Y un día viviremos juntos para siempre.
Because of your sacrifice.
Por tu sacrificio.
And because of your grace.
Y por tu gracia.
And it's all for your glory.
Y es todo para tu gloria.
And we pray this in the powerful name of Jesus.
Lo oramos en el poderoso nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
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 Well, hey, we want to thank you for being with us this morning. Pastor Jose and Lupe will be around if you want to chat with them. Jeremy will help with translation. But we want to thank you guys for being here, and thank you for helping us spread the gospel throughout the world. So thank you again for those of you who helped us out last night, and we pray that you'll have a wonderful day, and that we'll see you again next week. Thank you.